Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So Nicolas Cage is in this new movie called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. This is from the trailer.
What's the worry here, Nick? You've lost some of your talent as an actor?
No. What did he say?
He says he loves you, but he went in a different direction.
I'm done.
It's really interesting because he plays himself, but not himself.
From what I gather, it's like an embellishment of himself, right? So there's going to be a young version of himself, a little bit older, and then, of course, a modern day type version. It's going to take shots at the crazy stuff that he's done. I mean, we're talking about a man who owned a dinosaur head, right? So It's, financial ups and downs, waning career and all that. But I hear it's actually great. Like Rotten Tomatoes says it's awesome. But to me, it's just a strange concept, right? You're playing yourself in a movie and it's not a biography, right? It's not a biopic or whatever they call it. It's, it's not like you're coming in and just doing, a short scene. Like you're playing yourself throughout a movie, but kind of a character. It's interesting.
It is interesting. And what alarms me about this is that, so if you've been following with any regularity, and if you haven't, I understand, but we're making a movie and our movie is called Santa's Second Wife. Now, What?
It's completely different. We are going to play ourselves in the movie.
Yes.
But I mean, it's not like we're going to be in every pivotal scene. We're not going to be there at the climax of the movie. We're going to be in a couple parts of the movie.
So we're playing ourselves in this movie that I came up with the idea. I wrote it with the director, Candace Kane. We're making it through production. We've never made a movie before. This is kind of a new thing for
us. Yes, as you can hear us when we're talking about it.
We don't even know what we're doing.
Right. We don't even know what we're saying.
We just hired our first member of the cast a couple of days ago. An actor. Yeah.
Right.
We're learning. I met the entire crew last weekend. Like, it's really coming together, but there are scenes in the script that I helped write that we play ourselves. So it's weird to think about, like, how do we play ourselves in this movie?
We should play ourselves as if we're Nick Cage. That would be the cool thing, right? Mm-hmm. Now, to me, it's completely different. On these scenes, I think we're just going to be ourselves. Like, don't worry about the script that you've written for us, because that would be kind of odd, right? We're just going to be there. They'll just catch us, capture us doing our thing.
You have to memorize your lines, Raven.
Oh, I mean, I have to memorize my part, my position, my character's, type of development and, how it is that he
lines.
Would talk to them.
You are an actor playing something through our lines.
I'm a thespian. Please do not try and direct me. All right.
Gosh.
That is Candace's job. And when she gets a shot of this ad lib here, all right, the way I just do my thing that I let my talent roam.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's going to love it.
I would much rather have Nicolas Cage play you in this movie.
I feel like
he would know his lines.
I would be cool for that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is it trending? Top three things trending and why. Up first, Raven. Oh, man, it's sad. Naomi Judd. It was 2 weeks ago when the Judds performed Love Can Build a Bridge at the Country Music Awards. Here's what it sounded like.
Love can build a bridge. Don't you think?
I feel like when I was growing up, they were on every single award show. You know what I mean? For a long time, that was before, a lot of her issues had really kind of taken hold, it sounds like. And the thing that's disturbing to me is that they're not clarifying really on exactly how it went down. Well, I would just say is that if you have mental health issues, reach out to people. Certainly, of course, it's terrible.
She passed away on Saturday at the age of 76. And exactly like Raven said, they tweeted that she passed away and lost her life to a disease of mental health. But again, not really clear on what that means.
Yeah.
But she's been vocal in the past about her struggles. So,
just if you're alone, talk to somebody. That's that's the main thing, because I think that that's really what this means here.
Well, the Judds were set to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame yesterday, which did still happen. And the family said that's what she would have wanted. Here's Winona accepting the award.
I didn't prepare anything tonight because I knew Mom would probably talk the most. I'm going to make this fast because my heart's broken and I feel so blessed. And it's a very strange dynamic to be this broken and this blessed.
I give a lot of credit to her and Ashley. I don't think 24 hours or however many hours after my mother passed, I'd be able to stand up in front of a group like that and do that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
When somebody's sick for a long time, though, the grieving process has been going on a long time. Even if they just got back together, it's hard to explain.
Yeah. Also trending, Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah hosted the White House Correspondent Dinner this weekend, and President Biden spoke too. He was the first commander in chief to speak at the event since 2016.
Well, Republicans seem to support one fella, some guy named Brandon. He's having a really good year, and I'm kind of happy for him.
It was silly and funny, and if you watch it, it's just a lot of zingers and people having a good time.
So. Yeah, if they could just get back in that room after and get some stuff done, that'd be great. They could just all talk it out and, you know, whatever. It's nice that they can get together that one night, but yeah.
Also trending, old and ugly. This one caught a hold of me today, and I started thinking about it. So people are posting pictures of themselves with the hashtag old and ugly, but basically to show that at any age, you're still beautiful. So I'm looking at all these pictures, and it's a lot of women and a few men, too. And I'm looking at it, and I found it interesting to who considered themselves old.
Okay.
Because there were some people that were like 56 old. I don't think 56 is old. And then some women were posting pictures and it was like 41, hashtag old and beautiful. And I was like, wait a minute, 41 is certainly not old. And then I started thinking, what is old? Because I don't know if, is it a state of mind? If you said to somebody, oh, they're old, what age pops into your head?
Well, I mean, I don't really have an age as I approach higher years.
I do. I have an age.
Okay, what's the age?
76 is old.
Okay.
If you're 76 or older, then I get it. You're kind of old.
If you have a head full of white hair, then you know, you appear old.
No. Yeah. Some people have white hair when they're 35.
Oh, I know. Producer John's got it.
Producer right. John has white hair.
Weirds me
he's
out.
He's young.
Right.
But he's young.
Well, if you say so.
Like
my
30s.
Dog has white hair, too, and he's adopted, and they told us he was one, and I'm not really sure if they were accurate. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with John. I don't know. Maybe John is actually, at heart, 76 years old, and we don't know.
I don't think
and
that's...
And we just, you know...
All right.
And you're dismissing the hair claim as if it's not real science.
All right. It's not.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you nuts? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you fire your PR team because you think it's their fault, you look bad in your court hearings, that's all I need to know about you. Amber Heard fired her entire PR team, says she looks bad.
Well, I hear she's got 10 minutes in the second Aquaman. And I think that was going on before, to tell you the truth. But, I mean, $2.2 million people or 2.2 names on this petition to get her out of the movie. People are definitely turning on her.
Yep.
You know, it's just hard to say when something's that messy, right? In a relationship, in a case like this, nobody wins in a case like this.
But I never understand these celebrities because the first thing they do, fire their PR team.
Yeah.
Like it's the PR team's fault you're in this position.
Well, it's just like government. Somebody's got to go. It's the same thing with a sports team. Somebody's got to go and it's not going to be the head person. She can't fire herself. She should have maybe, you know, fired the lawyers that advised her to go ahead and get involved in a case like this.
No,
right?
Kanye fires his lawyers. Amber fires the PR team.
I guess.
Yes.
If you spend most of your life in your garage so that you don't have to share the television with your family, that's all I need to know about you. I've got a neighbor. He's retired, and he watches television in his garage every single day. All the games, all the sports. He has his friends over once a week for poker, too. I'm invited. It's a standing invitation. He's a great guy. I can't decide whether he's terrible or a genius, to tell you the truth. Every time I walk by with my dogs, he's got the games on, and I'm like, in the garage again, and he's like, yep. And
him,
he couldn't seem happier about it.
But is he working on other stuff, or is he just sitting there in the garage?
He's just sitting there. Oh. He's just sitting there.
You know, he's hiding from his family.
It's totally.
100%.
And it's a large television in the garage. And again, yeah. I can't decide whether or not he's brilliant, and I'm jealous, or if it's terribly sad. I'm not quite sure which one it is.
Somewhere in the middle, I think.
Yeah, well, I always get the score from Greg when I walk by, so I guarantee he'll be out there again today. So.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you take two pieces of office birthday cake before everyone has already gotten their first piece, that's all I need to know about you.
How long are we supposed to wait?
No, when you take two breakfast sandwiches, Raven, if somebody brings food and there's like a stack of sandwiches, Raven automatically takes two bagels, yep. two sandwiches. He always takes two, which is so gluttonous to me.
Not two of each, but I'll take two of whatever thing that I'm selecting.
But why? It's a one per person. Why do you automatically take two?
There's extras, all right? We're sending a couple extras because they know there's a couple guys like me that we need a little bit more in the tank, all right? I started real early. I'm leaving late. I'm here. I'm grinding it out, and that means two bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel.
There's times where, like, somebody, like a producer will pop their head in and be like, oh, food was delivered. We could be in the middle of a show. Mm-hmm. Raven will run out of the studio at full force to go secure his food.
And throw a shoulder block if necessary.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. What do you refuse to waste money on? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, wasting money. The average American wastes $139 a month.
I mean, that is the most tame, wasteful amount that I've ever heard in my life. I feel like I waste so much more than that.
I think so, too.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like I do my best on a daily basis in life, mm-hmm. spending where it really needs to go. I'm not a wasteful person.
Me neither.
But I feel like it far exceeds that number. When did they, you know, come up with that? 1957? That sounds crazy.
No, it was last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the number one things that people waste money on are bank fees, credit card interest. Credit card interest has been a problem in my life since I was 19 years old.
But it wasn't you had no choice. You dug that hole and you were in that hole, and that hole just, you know, ended up sticking around longer.
Swallows you.
Well, it will.
Spits you out.
Right. And you had student loans and all that stuff. So, I mean, that all kind of goes hand in hand with that.
Right. Other things that people waste money on, sale items you don't need. Here and there.
Sometimes.
Paul falls into that, my husband Paul. Like, if he sees, like, a tool that's on sale that he doesn't really need, but it's on sale, it'll end up in my garage. The
thing about a tool is that when you need it,
here we go.
It's right there.
Sound just like him. Another thing that Americans waste money on, subscriptions you don't use. I have been saying I need to audit. Like, I get these, like, the PayPal notifications that, like, the automatic withdrawals every month.
Sure.
I don't even know what I'm subscribed to anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, my daughter and her iPad and her apps and the games. What is an app that's a reoccurring charge?
One.
What's a Peacock charge of $5?
No,
am I still paying for Apple Music? I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm at the same spot. I got to go through all my streaming stuff
yes.
now because they just jacked my internet up to like 190 or something. It's, so I got to do something about that.
And the thing when I signed up through PayPal, like where you go through like iTunes or whatever, it seems like a good idea at the time.
Right.
But then you don't know what they are.
Right, you never watch it.
No.
You're not on there anymore.
Yeah.
There was a time you thought PayPal was going to be the way you paid for everything the rest of your life. And now you're like, what?
Yeah.
If you don't see the email, forget it.
What Americans waste money on? Mm. Food waste. That's a big one.
Well,
when
that's
you buy
a big
things.
One.
Yeah. For me, yogurt in my house. I buy.
Everybody always expires.
Everybody wants different yogurts. My husband has his Chobani. The little one, Dakota, she eats the Danimals, the things that are pure sugar that are not good for you.
Okay.
Hayden's on this light and fit kind of kick where it's like the strawberry one.
I like the light and fits.
I eat the Activia to keep myself regular. But you know, I don't know what? At the end of like a couple weeks, I like go in. I'm
they're
checking
all
the dates. I look at the dates. I'm like, garbage, garbage, garbage. What else do Americans waste money on, Raven?
Nah.
Extended warranties. I have never paid for an extended warranty in my life.
You know what? That's the thing is you could find, though, there's a good amount of people that will tell you that you always have to get the extended warranty, too. So I'm not really sure. You know, if you've ever had something break, they go, whoa, you would have been covered. That would be good. I think on a car, it makes sense.
Overpaying for insurance is the last one on this list. I don't even know how to know if I'm overpaying for insurance.
Which means that you're overpaying.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't audited every single year, then you're overpaying. I didn't do it. I didn't do it this past year with either my car insurance or my home insurance. And of course, don't you know, they both went up. So they have a way of doing that.
The average American wastes $139 a month. But what is the one thing you absolutely refuse to spend money on? 1-800-330-9999.
Dan on Raven. Coffee to go.
Oh, to-go coffee is a big one because it's gotten so pricey and it is an indulgence. It's my mom's biggest, like, addiction. Every time, like, you give her a gift card or anything like that, always, always for coffee. 100%.
I will never give that up. I will never give up my coffee to go. Never in a million years. It's the only thing that keeps me alive.
I'll have my coffee at home the way I like it. I refuse to buy coffee for the car to go.
I mean, I see how that can save you money. Amy wrote on our Facebook page, books. at Anna and Raven. I was like, yeah, you don't, that's just a cop out. You just don't want to buy books.
Right. You're just not reading that at that point, right? I mean, if you get it all online, I like to still buy a book. I do.
Me too.
You know, I just, it's a different kind of feeling. It's a different experience. You know me, I won't spend any money on sunglasses anymore.
It's so annoying. Raven wears the ugliest sunglasses, and whenever we're in public and have public events, I feel so embarrassed. And there's been a couple times where I've given him sunglasses to wear out of my purse.
The ones that I have right now are actually not that ugly, but I don't even know where I got them. They have a slogan on the side that says, "Here for the party." I think I got them at a handout at like a child's birthday party.
Great.
You know what else men won't spend money on?
What?
Underwear.
What do you mean?
We won't buy new underwear. Guys won't buy new underwear.
That's true.
And I won't buy
true?
New t-shirts.
Very true.
I haven't bought a t-shirt, seriously. I don't think I've ever bought it. I mean, it's been like 30 years.
What are you talking about?
All I get is free t-shirts every day of my work life. I don't buy t-shirts. I don't think I've bought one in like seriously 30 years.
Producer John, is that true? Men don't buy t-shirts? Because my husband definitely buys t-shirts.
No, yeah, that's 100%. The underwear thing is true too. Not to mention, I'm probably going to get some for like Christmas or like my birthday or something from a grandmother.
So you can just hold out a few more months.
I'm serious. Like, why would you spend money on that?
Sean, what don't you spend money on?
Oh, come on, guys. You know me. Name brand shoes.
That's right.
Don't spend money on those babies.
That's right.
Walmart for the win.
How much are the shoes that you're wearing right now? How much did you pay for those?
I think like $12.
That's terrible.
It's not terrible. They're great.
If they're good, they're good.
I mean, if they feel comfortable enough, like hold your foot up in the air. Let me see how terrible it is.
They're fine.
I mean, it looks fine to me.
Look at the bottom.
All right, they're not that bad, but
if it rains anywhere, you're all over the place.
If those are right, if those were tires,
you drive off the road immediately.
We'd have a big problem.
Listen, you'd be on the ground.
At least I buy my own underwear, guys. Okay, buy my own underwear.
John, what don't you spend money on?
A nice car. Anything that has to do with a car. Any extras? Like, I don't know. People put rims on them. People put like big fancy stereo systems.
Rims.
Listen, I grew up in maybe that's a 20-year-old reference, but still, I grew up in New York City before I moved here. I didn't even have a lawn till I was 16. I took public transportation. Why am I going to spend money on a nice car? Mm. I don't have the money, but you know what I also don't have? A car payment, because I own my car outright, and it's beautiful.
Dawn wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raving that she doesn't spend money on shipping fees.
Oh, well, they're up now. You're not getting anything for freedom. I tried to buy something the other day. It was $14.99. They wanted $22 for shipping.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you.
I would never in a million years.
I canceled the order.
Right.
I didn't place the order at that point.
Huh.
I had a pair of boots, my winter boots that I was out there. The zipper broke. And instead of replacing the winter boots, I just use a bungee cord and wrap it around it. I do this multiple times a day every time I take the dogs out during the cold winter months. My wife is so mad about it.
How many languages do you speak? 1-800-330-9999. Looking for who speaks the most languages or the most interesting languages. Raven, you know, it always bothered me, but as I'm reading this, it really is one of my biggest regrets. I screwed up. Well, my parents and I guess, screwed. We all screwed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people who speak more than one language have improved memory. They have better problem solving and critical thinking skills. They have enhanced concentration. They're able to multitask better than the average person. And they have better listening skills. Basically, if you speak multiple languages, you're smarter than everybody else in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. It would make sense, right? You're accessing different parts of your brain and, you're using those on a daily basis. It makes sense. Same thing with my family. Like, you know, they came over here all speaking Portuguese and never made me do it. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, my parents came here from Italy when they were like in their late teens, right?
Yeah.
And they spoke to us Italian our entire lives. Now, here's the thing. Is they were proud. They were proud to be able to come to America and live the dream. So they would speak to us in Italian and we would answer in English.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like the way we did things. Mm-hmm. To this day, my grandmother doesn't speak a word of English. Like that's like I understand Italian perfectly.
Yeah.
Their dialects are different because my mom and my dad are from different areas of Italy.
Sure.
So it's a little bit different than like quote unquote the proper Italian.
Yeah.
But even to this day, my mom will speak to me in Italian and I respond in English. And whenever somebody says to me to speak to them in Italian, I'm like, I freeze.
Yeah, you pause for a minute.
I can't do it comfortably.
What do you
I
do
can't.
With grandma? You just play charades?
No, I mean,
and she talks to you and you're just like, what?
I understand everything she's saying.
Yeah, but what about you when you respond to her? Do you just not respond? You just walk out of the room.
We have the opposite. I respond in English and she understands. So she can't speak English.
Oh, okay.
But she understands what I'm saying.
Yeah, all right.
And
yeah.
She was a lunch lady in the schools for many years. So, like, she figured it out. Like, she heard the kids.
I was going to say, right? Well, as she was learning, right,
yes.
She figured that out. It's an interesting learning curve. And sometimes she was probably better off not understanding.
Right. And even the crazy part, too, is, like, I took Spanish my whole life. I took, like, Spanish all through my elementary years, my high school years. I'm better at speaking Spanish than I am Italian, but still not great. But if I see Italian written, I have to say it out loud to myself, read it out loud to myself to understand it. I can't just read it in my head.
I took French for one year. That was it. Mm-hmm. Then I got out of language studies after that. Went into it, thought it was a good idea, was dating the girl that was two seats over from me in the front row.
Uh-huh.
We broke up after that. I got a C+ that first semester. After that, forget it.
You're out.
Yeah.
You're out.
It never came together after that.
No, I asked my mom the other day, I said, Ma, when you think, do you think in Italian or in English?
Right.
And do you know that she couldn't answer me? Like, on the spot, she, like, could not figure out which it is.
Don't they ask what you dream in, right? Right?
Right.
One of those, right.
I asked her that, too, and she says she doesn't know. And I was like, huh, that's weird.
Well,
right?
It's second nature to her, both of those languages. That is interesting. I've had a Rosetta Stone box of Spanish in my house for, I think, like, 8 years.
They say the easiest languages to learn to help sharpen your brain, the number one for if you speak English is Dutch. Number two is...
What?
Yeah, Dutch. I mean, who knew?
What?
Norwegian... Spanish and Portuguese.
What? I mean, it's on the list of easy ones.
Yes. What? How many
Should
languages?
Should we learn Dutch?
People who speak more than one language have improved memory, problem solving, and critical thinking skills. Enhanced concentration, they're able to multitask better than the average person, and better listening skills.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me, honestly, when you hear it. Like, a mind that's in motion, right, does better. And if you're accessing different parts of your brain by having, you know, different types of languages in there, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like working it out.
How many languages do you speak? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. We're looking for that polyglot, somebody that speaks a ton of different languages. We sent producer John around the office to ask our coworkers, and this is what he came up with.
How many languages do you speak?
1.5.
What's the half?
Spanish.
You say something in Spanish?
A little bit. Donde hay cerveza, por favor.
That's not even correct. Yeah. I don't believe that's actually accurate. I mean, is a half a language a real thing? Well, maybe, because I would say I don't speak Spanish fluently, even though I studied it for like 10 years.
No, but I mean, if you can understand most things conversationally, I think that's different. Like that person is going to Cancun and ordering a beer and probably not doing it well.
I just point. Yeah, it's terrible.
And I'm like, bring me.
Yeah.
Mucho.
I have to say, when I visit Mexico, I am pleasantly surprised by the amount of Spanish that I can speak. Mm-hmm. I really am. Let's see.
How many languages do you speak?
3 or 4. No, really, maybe 2.5.
What are they?
English, a little bit of Spanish, and Norwegian.
Can you say something in Norwegian?
Ja. Ja, jeg kan snakke norsk for deg.
What does that mean?
Yes, I can talk Norwegian for you.
He thought he was so funny. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got, like, real Norwegian family. Like, they fish. Yeah. I think everybody in Norwegia, like, fishes.
Norwegia?
Norwegia.
Uh-huh.
What?
Fantastic.
Right, Norway?
Amazing.
Right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, no, it's Norway.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I think they all fish.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak a little Italian and a few phrases from some other languages. I don't know, just random ones.
How many others?
I don't know. Doesn't everybody know a little bit of everything?
No.
No.
Am I the only one that doesn't?
I mean, I think I know a couple swear words, and I couldn't put them together in the right order. I know that if I yell them out, somebody will be offended. I'm just not sure who.
But then she puts it. Then she does it. Mm-hmm. And I was actually shocked by this. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know hello, how are you in Turkish, which is merhaba nasılsın.
What?
In Italian, dove sono I miei calzini? Which means, where are my socks?
Okay.
French, everyone knows this one. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? And Spanish, yo no quiero agua, yo quiero bebida. Which means, I don't want water, I want a drink.
Whoa.
I mean, I feel like she has been in some precarious situations in different countries, right?
Hi, Sienna Raven. How many languages do you speak?
I speak 4.
4 languages. What languages? Let's see here.
I speak English, Portuguese, Spanish, and Creole.
Wow.
That is awesome. Are you smarter than the average person? Be honest.
I don't think so.
That means you are.
Right? Yes.
That means you cracked the code. You already figured it out.
And you're humble. Yes.
Say, I am humble in Creole.
I am humble in Creole. I am Creole.
Say something else in Creole.
Stop at the bus.
What does that mean?
I'm going to work.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
Great sentence.
Yeah.
Sad reality.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
They say that people that speak more than one language are basically smarter than other people. And it's hard to learn multiple languages. For me, anyway. It's
Have you tried any of the apps? Like, I hear that new apps are really, really, really good.
I want to speak better Italian. It bothers me that I do not speak great Italian, considering all my family was born and raised there. And I can understand it, and I don't speak it well. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How many languages do you speak?
5 languages I speak.
I'm sorry, you said 5?
5.
Yes, 5.
What languages are they?
I speak Polish, Russian, Portuguese, Spanish, and English, of course.
Did you learn them all when you were young, or did you learn them as you got older as well?
No, young, rather young, yes.
And when you dream at night, what language do you dream in?
It depends. Sometimes I dream in Spanish, sometimes in English, Polish.
That's wild, right?
Right.
Does it depend on where you are in your dream? Because I'm always in space. So what language would I speak in space? I don't know.
I don't know.
Right. Who knows?
Anna and Raven, how many languages do you speak?
Je parle français et l'américain.
2.
I speak French and English.
Wow. Okay.
Can you say something in French besides the voulez-vous avec, which I heard is actually offensive to French people. Is that true?
Oh, that's not the real French. That's a song. Je veux dire que... Je veux bien écouter à votre station. I love to listen to your station.
Anna and Raven, how many languages do you speak?
Well, I teach French and Spanish. I speak Greek fluently. My husband is Greek. I dabble in Italian and a little tiny bit of Korean here and there, German, just a few phrases.
That is wild.
I'm thinking of right now.
You said that so
nonchalantly. She's like, I dabble in Korean. Like, she's all over the place here.
Who dabbles?
I mean, you got a real circle of friends, right? I mean, you're talking to everybody.
In Russian. I took Russian in college. I forgot.
Oh, my gosh.
When I go to get my nails done, I can do a few phrases in Korean. Not enough to survive.
I mean, you know so many languages, you forgot one that you learned.
Okay.
You forgot one that you dedicated a year or two of your life to learning.
Do you find it easy to learn languages because you speak so many of them?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I taught myself Greek, so I bought a book because before the first time we went to Greece, I went to Greece with my husband. He kind of dared me. If you can carry on a conversation with my mother, by the time we go, I'll pay for your ticket. This was before we were married. So I did.
Nice.
Wow.
So I studied for like 6 months, and then I asked him for my ticket in Greek.
Perfect.
Wow, nice.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How many languages do you speak?
3. 3?
3.
All right. Now we got somebody impressive. Okay, what languages?
French, Korean, and English.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are real languages.
All right. Like, let's get serious here for a minute. Say something in French.
Je t'aime.
What does that mean?
What's that mean?
I love you.
Aww.
Well, that was so sweet of you to say.
That was so nice.
Now say, can I please have some bread in Korean?
Bangdum juseo.
That was also nice. It sounded very sweet. You can have bread. I would give you bread.
You must be so smart. Are you really smart?
No, but I think when you learn languages at a very young age, you're bound to pick it up. So my parents kind of started it really early.
Are they from Korea or from France? Or
both.
Yes.
Wow. That's like me. But did they make you respond in the... Obviously, they did. So I had the problem where my parents only spoke Italian to me a lot. But the problem was I never responded in Italian. I responded in English. And they let me because, like, you know, they were proud Americans now.
Mm.
And that was a problem because now I feel like my Italian isn't as fluent as it should be, as clearly as your Korean and French.
Well, I don't know if it's responding more so visiting the countries and visiting your relatives kind of helps you pick it up a lot faster.
Not me. I just speak to everybody in Italy in English.
Wow. I wouldn't picture that.
Yeah, I do. A new study shows that a dog's personality has very little to do with its breed and is more determined by how you treat it. So if your dog is a jerk, that means that you're probably a jerk.
Mm.
And if your dog is very kind and sweet, you're probably very kind and sweet.
What if you tell people or you tell your dog that people are jerks? You're really nice to your dog, but your dog just automatically knows that other people are jerks out there in the world.
Yeah, here is a geneticist talking about this.
We couldn't find any evidence that ancestry from any particular breed actually has an influence on things like whether dogs are reacting aggressively to things in their environment. What that suggests to us is that kind of facet of behavior is very shaped by a dog's environment and by their life experiences, and very little by their genetics.
All right. So, I mean, basically that means it's behavior and it's disposition. It doesn't mean traits like, you know, retrievers.
No, that too. So golden retrievers, not all golden retrievers will retrieve.
Well, of course, not all of them will, but that's not what you just said in that statement.
But if you read the research, which I did over the weekend a lot, it really says.
How do you explain cattle dogs?
I don't know.
All right, I can't put a terrier out in the middle of the field and think that he's going to move my horses or whatever.
The bigger question is, and what people always wonder, is if your pets could talk, what would they be saying, right? Mm. So we sent producer John out on the streets to talk to kids to see what their pets would say.
If your pet could talk, what would it say?
It would say, woof, woof, meow, and
One pet says all of those things?
I have four pets.
Now, wouldn't the logical question after that be, well, what are the four pets? John did not ask what the four pets are. So now we're going to play, can we guess what four pets they are based solely on the sound? First one.
Woof, woof.
I mean, clearly that's a dog.
Correct. Ready? Next one.
Meow.
That's a cat, right?
Thank you.
Right. I would guess this one has to be a snake.
Could be a snake.
Right. But what is this? What?
Is that a chicken?
We'll never know because John never asked. We'll never know.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, John.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to pick my rabbit Mochi. I think if she could talk, she'd probably just demand more celery.
I like the name Mochi. It's really cute, right?
If your pet could talk, what would it say?
Put me down.
Aww.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm wondering what kind of pet it is that you're constantly carrying him around.
It's true. It's not all pets want to be picked up.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Oreo, and if he could talk, he'd probably say, let me outside, live with me outside. Because he likes it when we come outside with him. Food, window, cricket, mouse. One time he almost squished a frog.
Did the frog survive?
Yeah.
What is happening there?
I don't know.
Do you have a pet?
there's so many things that animal says.
Wow.
Like moose, cow, dog, little cricket, yell, come outside with me.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, that pet has some serious ADD. All right, what else?
Do you have a pet?
Yes, we have a tortoise.
What's your pet's name? And if it could talk, what would it say?
My pet's name is Shelly, and if it could talk, Shelly would probably say, I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it seems like the underlying message from all, right?
Yep.
Me too. I say the same thing.
Also, the name Shelly for a tortoise is the best thing I ever heard. Right? I was like, wow, that was good thinking right there. Shelly, got a shell. See what she did there?
Thanks for sharing, kids.
Yeah. You think somebody is into you, but you're not really sure how to tell if somebody's flirting with you. Cher Gottman is a New York City wing woman. Cher, I would have no idea if somebody was flirting with me. Mm. I would have no clue whatsoever.
I feel like I used to know all the time, but now not so much. I've kind of lost my gift with it.
Right. So what are like the signs to look for to pick up on something like that?
That's so funny. You know, when you're out in the dating world, I feel like you get so used to it and you start to be able to tell more. But when you're out of it for a while, you start to forget. First of all, they'll make it known that they're single. There always will be a way to slip in the fact that you're single, just to kind of put it out there. Usually they'll have great eye contact. It shows that they're intrigued in the conversation. They'll ask questions because they'll want to keep that conversation going. They'll compliment you or tease you. And that's a way of bringing up that, you know, joking, fun banter. They'll touch you while talking. A lot of times they'll end up laughing and they'll touch your shoulder, or they'll laugh and they'll touch your elbow. Just a way to kind of bring up that physical touch. It's a sign of flirting. And they're often, you know, more smiling when they're around you because they're having fun and they're trying to rub off that energy onto you as well. A lot of women are actually known for touching their hair often when they're flirting. That's a lot of times a sign. You know, it's fun to pick up on it. So yeah, I think those are the main signs that someone's flirting with you.
You know, earlier you just mentioned that they tease you or anything like that. And I always say to my to my daughters when she says, like, oh, a boy did this. And I'm like, it's because he likes you.
Right.
It doesn't make it right. It actually makes me annoyed, like, if they're being mean or rude or whatever. But when you're, like, a 43-year-old man and you're going out.
It hasn't evolved. I mean, your game hasn't evolved much, right? Third grade to 43.
Right.
It's kind of the same.
You your know, hair looks stupid. What?
Right.
Excuse me, sir.
Right. Will you marry me? Right.
You know, it's actually interesting. It's kind of throwing someone off of this pedestal. Because, you know, we always want to feel like we're good enough or we're more than. So when someone is teasing with you, it's kind of making you feel unsure. And that uncertainty a lot of times causes someone to become more intrigued.
That's very insightful, actually. Yeah. It is true. They will work some way into the conversation of letting you know that they're single.
Oh, really? Right?
And it's always totally weird. You'll be talking about your dog or your bedding or anything and be like, well, I had a pet once, but he left with the other. Or, you know what I mean? The ex took him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a bed right now. I'm sleeping on an air mattress because the ex took it.
So if you're in the opposite situation and you want to flip the switch, right? So you would like to flirt with somebody and you've worked up the nerve that you're going to. What would be something that you would say or you would do to just to test the waters to see if maybe they'd be interested in you?
Besides touching their elbow?
And touching their hair and calling them, you're gross.
Yeah, well, definitely do not just touch someone out of nowhere. That's super awkward, and that's going to be the complete opposite of what you want to do.
Agreed.
But I think just starting a conversation, first of all, if you're having a fun conversation, the other person seems into it, that's a great sign. And the next thing you want to do is, you know, ask questions and really try to get deep with the other person and have fun. If you're having fun and the other person's having fun, then that's what matters.
Cher, how long do I have to wait before I lean in with my eyes closed in that awkward, I'm going to kiss this person, but I'm not paying attention whether or not they're ready for it. How long do you have to wait?
A long time.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to let her answer that.
You're unsure? You can always ask. I think it's really important, you know, to ask how the other person is feeling. It's okay to do that.
So long eye contact, touch your hair if you're a woman, I guess.
Just have fun with it. Dating should be fun. Enjoy.
Luckily, Raven, I haven't missed anything because I've never had those signs. Usually people just want to get out of the conversation with me. So good. All right. The New York City Wing Woman. You can check her out online. Cher Gottman at nycwingwoman.com. Thank you, Cher.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then you decide who's right. Caroline and Brian. Caroline, what's going on?
Hi, guys. So Brian and I are getting married, and we're doing our guest list for our wedding. And I have this disagreement with him, but I wanted to know what you guys think. I have to invite my three bosses. Like, I have to. I've been working with them for 10 years. So I want to invite my three bosses, including their spouses.
And Brian, you have a problem with that?
Yeah. A wedding is only 200 people, and you want to invite your three bosses and their spouses? There's six people in total.
But it's proper etiquette, babe. They're my bosses. I've worked with them for so long. I understand they're not family, but I see them. I've seen them every day for 10 years.
Right, but that doesn't mean that they have to be there with us on our most precious day.
Guest lists are tricky, right? When you're putting together the wedding guest list, I mean, it's stressful trying to figure it out. There's the amount of people that you want to invite, how many the venue can hold, what you can afford. And then, of course, you get into all these etiquette rules. I remember there was a few people at my wedding that I didn't know who they were, you know?
Oh, there was a million people at my wedding.
Right.
I didn't know who they were.
But, you know, they're on somebody's list. They might be on your parents' must-have list.
Right.
Or, you know, your spouse's. And this is my second cousin. You're like, why are we inviting second cousins? You're like, well, this is a special one or whatever. You know, there's a reason why certain people end up on the list.
Right. And some family members you don't even see except once a year.
Yeah. I mean, I just look at it usually as basic common sense. If you think for even a moment that your bosses might be offended, then, you know, it's probably worth the investment of inviting them if you've been there for 10 years and you're comfortable at your position. And, you know, for all you know, they might get you a pretty extravagant gift or they might give you something, you know, pretty nice. It doesn't seem like the end of the world to me if they can fit them.
I just think I have to invite them.
Yeah. On the other hand, if I'm Brian, am I thinking that Caroline behaves differently because her bosses are at her wedding?
No. I mean, is that an issue, Brian, or just because you don't want to pay the per plate, like, to add six more people?
Both. I think you know, my wife might be a little bit, you know, like, holding back on our special day, you know, like,
I don't
if we start
so.
Dancing and things, you know, get a little bit too...
Oh, you think she's not going to twerk because the bosses are there?
Definitely won't twerk because the bosses are there.
I just want her to be comfortable. I just want her to be comfortable.
Well, she'll be comfortable if she invites them. She told you.
Well, let's ask the audience what they think.
Right, because they may agree with you, Brian, that you
It just feels that she's invited them because she has to, not because she wants them there.
It's both. To be honest, I feel like I have to. And I do want my bosses there because they've known us during our entire dating history and they know all about my life. And, you know, I do feel close to them.
All right, let's see what the audience has to say because they may agree with you, Caroline. If you want them there, you want them there. Get over it, Brian. But they may see Brian's side too. If it's going to hinder the way you behave on your wedding day because your bosses are there and you have to pay all this extra money for them to be there, then just set a precedent and don't invite any of them.
I'm betting the boss twerks. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Caroline and Brian are planning their wedding and they're doing the guest list. And Caroline wants to invite her three bosses. Says, you know, I've worked with them for a long time. It just feels like something that I'm supposed to do is to invite my bosses. But Brian doesn't agree.
Listen, I mean, etiquette would just dictate that these people be on the list. Brian says, what are you going to bring them for? It's going to be awkward. You might be acting different because they're there. They don't really know anybody. Like, if you invite them, who else are we going to have to invite? Just leave them off the list.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Oh, my gosh. Tell that guy to get lost. If he wants his wife to be comfortable, she'll be uncomfortable without those bosses there. Tell that guy to get a life.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. Brian and Caroline are making the guest list for their wedding, and Brian was not happy with the fact that Caroline has her three bosses plus their plus ones. He's like, six extra people at our wedding. There's only 200 people coming. Not only do I not want to pay for them, but it's just awkward to have coworkers when I'm not inviting any of my coworkers.
Guest list making when you're doing a wedding is tough, right? Budget is a concern. Then you want to make sure everybody gets along. Everybody's going to be with people that are like-minded. And do you really care about that? If I invite this person, am I, you know, as close to this other person that I'm not inviting, or am I closer or what? But with bosses, etiquette really comes into play, Anna.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on the wife's side. Bosses definitely should be there. She sees them every day. And if the husband's this cheap starting before they even get married, I would definitely consider checking into not getting married.
Mm. Buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. The bosses probably don't even want to go. They're not going to know anybody there other than the bride and the groom, probably.
Well, they could come up with an excuse and not go then, right?
Right. I mean, if they're invited, right, they do have the choice, and then that way you won't have to wonder about it. But thanks for the vote. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side, and just for, you know, devil's advocate for the future husband here, imagine the, you know, connections that are going to be made by these people that are in your day-to-day lives to all these years to now share the joys with all the family members who you guys only see once a year. Plus, when you're wedding, you know, 10 years from now you got kids, it puts a lot of faces to names, too, for them. I know my parents had a super big wedding, and I can tell you that watching that wedding video as a kid and knowing, like, oh, my goodness, you know, that's the boss that helps do this or that's the this. It's really cute, and it brings, you know, for the future as much as it's about you. Plus, bosses always pay for their plate plus one, so you know you're getting your money.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Caroline, our audience agreed with you. Invite your bosses. If that's what you want, it'll make you feel comfortable, make you feel happy, then go for it.
Of course they did.
Brian, you going to be all right? I mean, I'm sure that you guys have other friends that have probably been around those bosses, or at least one friend from the office that's attending your wedding. You would hate for it to get out that, you know, they had gone and nobody else had gone.
You know what? Looking at it that way, yeah, you're absolutely right. And babe, look, I just want you to be comfortable, okay? You know.
Hey, you never know. Table 13 might come through with the dollars.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
yeah, you know, that's always a possibility, too.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven jackpot, thanks to Discover Card, is $6,400. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at the gas station and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. All right, Mary, you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, Mary, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Mary.
Okay. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number 1, Tom Cruise revealed the upcoming Mission Impossible 7 title. It will be Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. What's the character's name that Tom Cruise plays in the Mission Impossible franchise?
Phillips.
Number 2, an online petition to remove Amber Heard from Aquaman 2 has surpassed 2.2 million signatures. What is the largest body of water on the planet Earth?
Pacific.
Number 3, an image from the upcoming Barbie movie starring Margot Robbie was released. She's sporting a blue and white striped dress while sitting in a pink convertible. Margot Robbie is well known for portraying what DC anti-hero?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Number 4, today is National Brother and Sister Day. Who is Warren Beatty's older sister that is a 6-time Academy Award nominee?
Shirley MacLaine.
Number 5, Diet Snapple will now be called Snapple Zero Sugar. Snapple is the brand name, but it's a combo of 2 words. What 2 words make up the word Snapple?
Snap and apple.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Oh, I think.
Mary got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Mary. $6,400. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Tom Cruise revealed the upcoming Mission Impossible 7 title. It's going to be Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. What's the character's name that Tom Cruise plays in the Mission Impossible franchise?
Ethan Hunt. What a title. That's
well, it's the fact that it's part one makes you think, well, there's certainly going to be a part two, right?
Well, thanks for that. Right. But, yeah.
Number 2, an online petition to remove Amber Heard from Aquaman 2 has surpassed 2.2 million signatures. What is the largest body of water on the planet Earth?
It's got to be the Pacific Ocean.
Yes. Number 3, an image from the upcoming Barbie movie starring Margot Robbie was released. She's sporting a blue and white striped dress while sitting in a pink convertible. Margot Robbie is well known for portraying what DC anti-hero?
She's Harley Quinn.
Yes. Number 4, today is National Brother and Sister Day. Who is Warren Beatty's older sister that is a 6-time Academy Award nominee?
I don't know.
Shirley MacLaine.
Oh.
And number 5, Diet Snapple will now be called Snapple Zero Sugar. Snapple, the brand name, is a combo of 2 words. What are they?
I'll just take a shot, say Snap Apple.
It's Snappy and Apple. That's not correct because I neither wouldn't have not have accepted it from Mary either. I'm sorry, Mary. He beat you 3-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Mary and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for playing, Mary. Hold on.
Take the same shot, huh? $6,500 tomorrow. That's outstanding.
I just want this to happen. I'm over it. I'm over it. I want to give away the money.
Well, better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, Mary.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.